You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Welcome to The Director's Take. We are part of the PodcastDetroit.com network, broadcasting from the Podcast Detroit studios in Royal Oak, Michigan. The Director's Take firmly believes that knowing the most at this moment puts you in the best place for the next moment. And that wedding or event preparation doesn't have to be a stressful undertaking. Wedding expert Lori Lewis will help you rethink and reprioritize what a successful event can be. This is your opportunity to hear from some of the top industry professionals, listen in on candid conversations, and learn the cost-cutting, stress-free ways that others have used to plan and experience the most memorable time in their lives. If you're ready, listen in and take notes to ensure your vision comes to fruition and know you're in the right place at the right time. Here's your host, coordinator, visionary, and flavored water drinker, Lori Lewis.
Hello, everyone. It's Lori Lewis, the director, coming to you with another episode of The Director's Take. And in studio today is Serena Harris, the owner of Fancy Flash Photo Booth. Hello, Serena.
Hello, Lori.
Glad to have you. Serena is all around the metropolitan Detroit area and probably out of the state of Michigan as well, taking her photo booth company all over. I mean, photo booths have evolved. I've seen it go from the enclosed booth all the way to like open area, and now they have the mirrors and all of that. So Serena's here today to just share her industry inside information, give you tips on choosing a photo booth for your wedding or your event or anything. I've used a photo booth for charity events now, church events, weddings, showers. Every wedding I go to now has a photo booth, and it's probably, if not the number one, it's got to be in the top five of wedding favors that couples give their guests as a little token of their appreciation. So I'm just going to give Serena a moment to just introduce herself, tell about her company, what's new, what's going on, and then we'll go from there. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me. I'm really happy to be here. I'm Serena from Fancy Flash Photo Booth, and we are going on our fourth year in business. Mm-hmm. So we started out just trying to find a way to bring some additional income into our home. And then things blew up. And so now we're going on almost 4 years. We have multiple booths. And like you said, we service the metropolitan Detroit area. We've done a couple events out of state. And we're just looking to continue to grow.
Yeah. And so as things are changing, you know, do you get requests from couples now for items that you don't have? Like this new thing now is the mirror photo booth. Is that something you're looking to do? I mean, you know, that's an equipment change, right?
It is an equipment change. And so we have added some additional equipment, some different equipment to our lineup. The mirror booth is not particularly something that we're looking to get into at this time. Mm-hmm. Just because the mirrors, we feel like they do the same thing that the booths we have already do. They take pictures.
Right.
And of course, they have the cool animations, and I think that's what a lot of brides or people in general may see on those promo videos that you see. But we are really into quality. Mm. And so because of the quality that our equipment provides, we tend to vet things a lot before we just add them to our offerings.
Absolutely. Why do you think photo booths are just so popular?
Because they're fun. Okay. They're fun. It gives people something to do, especially like during a cocktail hour while you're waiting for the bride and groom to get there. You can kind of like let your hair down, and then you get a takeaway. Even if it's just digital, you have something new to post on Instagram and say, hey, this is where I am. Look, I'm with my friends. If you get a physical print, then you have something to take home to remember that day forever. So I think that people really enjoy them because it's fun and people like pictures. I mean, look at Instagram and Facebook, you're always looking for something to post. And yeah. So it feels that need.
That's right, because they're digital now, too. You can text the pictures to yourselves instead of just waiting on. So you have the strip and you can like text it or email it to yourself.
Absolutely. Yep. You can text or email right there on the spot.
Got it. And so let's talk weddings. I mean, that's my big thing. So your experience with weddings, I don't know. Tell me about the most memorable wedding that you guys did the photo booth for.
The most memorable wedding. I think the most memorable wedding for us was one that we did at Noah's in Auburn Hills for a couple, Juanita and Theron. And I would say it was the most memorable because they really customized and tailored the wedding to fit their personality and their desires. So it was a beautiful wedding, but it wasn't a cookie cutter wedding. They incorporated their high school, they incorporated their college. They came up with their own hashtag and they had a theme. They had one of our open air photo booths. They also had a digital photo booth. And they really created an experience for their guests.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. So what is the process? If I'm planning my wedding and, you know, couples do things in all kinds of sequence now, right? Usually they hire the wedding coordinator last. No shade thrown, right? But what is the process when they contact you? Do they just say, hey, I want a photo booth for my wedding? Or, you know, is the first question, well, how much is it? How do they? I assume that couple, they customized everything. Does every couple want some type of customization, obviously with their names? But what's the whole process? Take me through a process that a couple goes through in contacting your company.
So for us, most of our couples reach out via our website and they fill out a contact form. So we try to make it as easy as possible. And we do list our basic packages on our website. Mm-hmm. And once the bride reaches out to us, we can also provide additional pricing for add-ons. So if they wanted custom props or big faces or things like that, we could, you know, provide that pricing. So they would reach out through the contact form and then we send them over a quote. They could look over the quote, they accept the quote, they get a contract and an invoice right on the spot. And we do everything electronically and try to make it a really seamless process for traditionally the bride is the one calling. So to make it a seamless process for the bride.
Do you ever get clients that they're at an event and they're like, hey, I want you to do my event? Or it's mainly through, or most of your traffic is website?
Well, so most people reach out through the website, but most of our clients are word of mouth referrals. Mm-hmm. So we meet a lot of people out at events. Mm-hmm. We pass out a lot of cards. We also get contacted through wedding planners. So there are multiple ways that brides get to us, but most people kind of start by just looking things over on the website and kind of going from there.
Okay. What's the budget without giving your prices, but for couples who are planning, they're listening, what type of budget should they be looking at for a photo booth? From what's a range?
I would say a healthy range would be anywhere from $400 to $1,000 for a photo booth for your wedding day.
Wow, that's reasonable. And so the range is based on number of hours?
Traditionally, yes, it would be based on the number of hours. That would more than likely be like a base package. And then you have extra things that you can add on. Like if you wanted to provide instant sharing where your guests could text or email those photos mm-hmm. right away. If you wanted to add on custom props, mm-hmm. If you wanted to do like a beautiful custom backdrop, like a floral flower wall and things like that. Those are things that can add on to that base package. Or even if you just wanted more time. Sometimes, you know, brides are like, well, we're going to have a cocktail hour and then we're going to we need a break for when we make our entrance and do our toast. And then we want 3 hours after. So there's multiple ways that you can customize a package.
Wow. So you'll do a custom flower wall? Look, I'm asking for my own resource. So you can do a custom flower wall and all those?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, we'll have to talk more. So any type of, are there any props that you just cannot do?
No, we've had brides that, we had a bride that had a Martin, you know, the television show Martin.
Yes.
Backdrop? Martin. No, they actually had like cutouts of the faces. So we had a Martin cutout, a Shanae cutout.
Okay.
A Jerome cutout. And they had their templates. They actually had two separate templates because they wanted it to be like a 90s sitcom theme, actually.
Okay.
So they did Martin and they did Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Okay.
And their guests got to choose which template they wanted. And they had these fun props and sayings and everything to go with it. So we've done some pretty fun things.
Yeah, I guess I never thought about that. Wow, my thinking's limited. But I just was talking to another guest about just the pictures out on social media are giving individuals just all kinds of ideas for weddings and showers. And it's just like the sky's the limit at this point, right?
Yes.
So, all right, back to wedding planning. So for those, again, when they're planning, their space or their reception or their event, you know, because I don't want to limit, you know, you're not limited to weddings, of course. But one thing they have to consider is the space that's required for a photo booth. So what should couples keep in mind? You know, and again, photo booths are different. They used to be the enclosed booth, but now it's what you call open air, right? Mm-hmm. So are there any type of requirements that you need for space as they're laying out their reception or event space?
Absolutely. So I would say 8x8. Okay. To possibly like a 10 by 10 foot space would be ideal, because what you want to do is have enough room for your photo booth. You want to make sure that you have enough room for your backdrop. A backdrop is going to span probably anywhere from 7 by 7 feet to 8 by 8 feet, and larger if you're doing a customized flower wall or hedge wall or something like that.
Right.
But you also want to have space for your guests to line up, because your guests are going to get in line and take photos. So there needs to be space for that line, space for them to grab their props, maybe a table for them to set their drinks down, because, you know, people go to the bar, they grab their drink, and then they come over to the photo booth. And so those are things that you want to keep in mind when you're planning your room.
Got it. Are there any events you can think of where something happened and you had to adjust quickly, or they didn't give you the right information and so it delayed your arrival? Any type of behind the scenes stories?
Mm-hmm.
As a planner, we always have to be flexible and be ready. So I like to hear stories and how things worked out and what had to be done behind the scenes. And maybe the couple didn't even know.
Yes. So we did have a wedding where we had began setting up in the actual ballroom, and then the assistant to the planner was like, oh, they're going to want the guests to use the photo booth during the cocktail hour, and they're not allowed in the ballroom during mm-hmm. the cocktail hour. Mm-hmm. So we had to quickly break down and move out into the hallway. And so that resulted in the photo booth having to stay in the hallway for the duration of the reception. But everything ended up working out in the end. But it was a really quick change to hurry up and break down and move out into the hallway so that guests would be able to access the booth during the cocktail hour.
Absolutely. And it's not like you could break it down and move again once the reception got started, right?
No. Especially because of where the space was in that particular venue, it was at the front of the room. So you wouldn't want that distraction in front, you know, of all the guests.
Absolutely. So for those who are planning outside of just hiring you as the photo booth, what advice would you give to any couples who are planning?
Hire a planner.
People are going to think I'm paying my guests, because most of us industry professionals that come on here, they say the same thing. And so in your opinion, why is that?
In my opinion, because a planner has gone through most of the situations that a bride will go through on their day. And so sometimes what happens, like in the incident where the bride wanted to use the photo booth during her cocktail hour, but she didn't think about the fact that if the photo booth were set up inside the room, mm-hmm. guests couldn't get to it. A planner in the beginning would have realized that situation. Also, because your planners can point you in the direction of the right vendor for you.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you run into, oh, that's costly. Oh, that's not in my price range. And so oftentimes planners have a list of vendors that they work with in different price ranges. And so if that planner knows your price range, they can save you a lot of time by directing you to the right vendor for you from the beginning.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, Serena. This has been wonderful. I love photos. You know, we're in an industry of selfies and pictures. So, I mean, I just see this need just going and going and going. So I wish you much success. And
thank you.
Let our listeners know how they can find you, where they can find you, social media, internet. Where's your next event? No, just kidding. But where can they find you and reach out to you?
Oh, you can find us on Facebook at Fancy Flash PB. That would be our Facebook handle. You can also find us on Instagram at Fancy Flash Photo Booth. Also, our website is Fancy Flash PB. You can give us a call. You can send us an email. You can reach out to us so many ways, and we will get back to you quickly.
Yes, your response time is amazing. So I thank you so much. Again, my listeners, they're going to be obviously have another resource to reach out to during the wedding planning. And that's really the objective of this whole podcast, is to help those who are in the throes of wedding planning, and whether they're just starting, whether they haven't started at all yet. So I appreciate all the wisdom. And for those who are listening, thanks again for tuning in to another episode of The Director's Take. You can reach out to me on all social media networks at The Direct Her. That's D-I-R-E-C-T-H-E-R, Direct Her. And I just appreciate any comments or any feedback that you want to give us. Feel free to leave a comment or send us a direct message. You can email me at Lori, L-O-R-R-I, at TheDirectHer.com. And we just thank you for listening. And until next time.